Hey everybody, it's Bonnie, your host of the Grieving Girl podcast. And this morning we have my lovely, amazing, beautiful sister Christy here. Woo! Welcome, sister. Good morning. Happy Monday for those who are listening. It's a Monday in November. How are we doing today?
We're doing good, adjusting to the time change here.
Oh yes, it's the we fell backwards.
Fell back. Yeah, it's the easier one, right?
Yeah, I think we gained an hour.
Yeah.
Yes. We gained an hour of the darkness, if you will.
Yes.
So for those of our friends who are tuning in for the first time, maybe to just the season or this episode specifically, why don't you introduce yourself? I mean, hopefully they know something about me, which means they might already know something about you. But just in case, okay. Who are you?
I am Christy McNamara. I am a mom of four. My kids are 16, 13, 8, and 4. And my relationship to grief is that I've also lost both of my parents, who are also Bonnie's parents, lost mom and dad, and, you know, other people along the way too, but those are the closest to home. Yes. And I'm here to talk about the holidays.
Yes. And I mean, I think this is another, like, you know, people find our relationship to the same losses very interesting because our experiences are so different. So I am curious if you find Thanksgiving or Christmas harder.
I actually find Thanksgiving harder.
Okay. And I would love to know why.
I find Thanksgiving harder because, I feel like Christmas with having four kids is just such a whirlwind for me that I have to compartmentalize a little bit more and be like, okay, this is like, Christmas is like the mom's time to shine. You're the magic. You make the whole thing happen. Like literally Christmas morning, my husband is just as surprised as my kids about like the Christmas magic, what has happened through the month of November and December. So I can't go there as much for Christmas because I need to make memories for my own kids. Whereas Thanksgiving, I feel like there's more time to think on it. And like, we always joke that I lose my composure a lot in the grocery store because a lot of like things about like recipes and traditions and things like that that I'm trying to do for Thanksgiving, like it stings a little bit more, I feel like. And I don't know why I always like equate Thanksgiving with both of my parents a little bit more, for some reason too.
Well, I think Dad was like, not that he wasn't involved in Christmas, because like he was, but like he would stand there and carve the turkey, and you know, I feel like we had Thanksgiving a lot. Especially yeah. For like, or Thanksgiving, we did more with his family.
Yeah.
Then, like, we were always with his people for Christmas Eve, I felt like. We went maybe with Mims more for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Not all the time, because, like, we definitely shared the holiday, but I do feel like Dad was just more hands-on with the turkey, football, kielbasa. Yeah.
Well, and it's, like, things like, all right, Mom always made this, or she always made that, and, like, you're, like, in the middle of making it, or you have a question, or, like, And it's like you want to make that phone call and that person's not there.
Yeah.
So.
Or you taste it and you're like, this doesn't taste the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, I just think there was more traditions maybe in the food of Thanksgiving than specific traditions within Christmas that weren't like general.
Yeah.
So.
What are our traditional foods? Ah, yes, green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. You know, the stuffing.
Yes, one with ground sausage, one without.
Yes, and she would like do certain things with the bread a couple days before. And yeah, I don't know. That one just hurts a little bit more. I don't know why.
I did see a post online somewhere that I think I might have sent it to you, like grief is in the grocery store. Because I also think that there's like, it's also a moment for overstimulated moms like you who are just like constantly like, mom, 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 where you're like, I can't even get my own thoughts, like, because there's 85 other thoughts coming my way. Then when you're in the grocery store, especially during the holidays, if you leave your kids at home, for you just to like be thinking, and then you're thinking of what you're doing, and then you're thinking of doing it with your parents, or you know, it's just like, oh, the grocery store is where we spiral.
Right. And it's also like, I think it was maybe more no, it's probably all the way through, but I specifically remember the first Thanksgiving that she was gone being like in the grocery store and having a question and wanting to like call her and be like, do I need this or do I need that? And being like, this really sucks because normally it would have been her like calling me like, I'm in the store and what are we gonna do with it? Like, I just felt like that communication around the holidays of like, what are we doing? What are we eating? Who are we seeing? Where are we going? Like, all of that plays into that day. So even leading up to that day feels a little emptier.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's so funny. I mean, I guess like Thanksgiving for me last year was like, hey, listeners, if you hear the footsteps behind my head, ask my neighbor why they need to run up and down the steps. So if you're hearing that, I apologize. And if you're not, you have to. Can you hear it?
I can't hear it, no,
Okay,
but
good.
I know what you're talking about because I have heard
Okay, great. Well, the app is doing its job, which is background noise removal. Slams the door. Like, what is going on? Anyway, Thanksgiving for me, I think has always felt a little different, only because I've had to start equating since mom died, like the holidays back to when I was on tour. Of like, it's just a day. It's just a day. You have eaten a Walmart salad in the middle of Podunk, Texas on Thanksgiving, and then followed it up at the weirdest buffet. You will make it through this day. You will make it through this day. Like last year, I literally just like pretended it was a random day off, didn't turn my lights on, ordered Chinese, and the day was over. And that was it. Which is very depressing. But it was just like, that's just what's got to be done now. Almost like a weird disassociation of like the day. Just because it's, I don't know. I'm not going to stand here and make myself turkey.
All right.
I went to the
One
store and got a rotisserie chicken and pretended it was turkey. No. Okay, so that's very interesting. You're the first one to say that Thanksgiving's been the hardest, which I.
and I think it totally depends too. Like maybe last year, I think. So the first year after mom passed, we made Thanksgiving dinner at her house.
Oh, right. Oh,
Remember?
right. Yes. Well, and now that you're saying that, I remember. I was like, I don't remember Thanksgiving that year. Yes.
We actually had Thanksgiving at her house after she had passed, just because we were like, let's just do one more holiday in her space with her things. And, now you say it back and it's freaking
I'm just
heartbreaking.
gonna say, wow, that's depressing.
Depressing. But it was like, both of our parents are gone, so it wasn't like we even had one parent to continue on. Like, well, mom always did continue on the traditions, but then once they were both gone, it was like, we're never gonna have this space again. This, with as stupid as it sounds, you're like, oh, this is the bowl that we always use for this dish.
But it's true.
So you're not gonna have that anymore. And so that year was, I that year's a blur. And but then last year, like we went to Tim's family. So I feel like maybe it didn't hit me as much because it didn't feel like I was used to having holidays away from mom once I got married because we split. the holidays. So last year maybe didn't, but now I'm starting to get ready for this year and I'm hosting and so it's starting to get that stuff back together and feeling that emptiness again.
Yeah, this year might feel weird.
Yeah. 'Cause then you recognize the empty chair a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have any of the bowls.
I mean, I'm sure
I'm
between the
like,
two of us we do. Like
do I need
there
to bring bowls? Do I need to bring, do you have the turkey platter or do I have the turkey platter?
I think I took it 'cause you were like, I'm never gonna cook a turkey.
Sure haven't. Sure probably won't.
So all those things will have to get drug out.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, that's so real. I don't remember Jack about the holidays that year. Like, now that you're like, yeah, we did it there. I'm like, oh, right, because I remember Lori blowing up the balloons for the special elf breakfast
Yeah.
in the basement. But, like, I remember more about that than, like, the dinner. But I'm like, oh, right, Carol came. She brought too much meat and cheese.
Eileen came.
Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, I was doing The Little Mermaid, which maybe was also part of the reason that we did it down there, because, like, I had the show, so, like, the
Yeah.
traveling. Plus, we were cleaning out the house, so then everybody was there to like do a little bit of it. Yeah, wow, totally forgot about that. So what is there anything that you feel like I mean, we had traditions, but I feel like did we? Now, like some families are like, we did this every year, and then we did this, and then we did this for Christmas that you feel like you really try to continue for your kids or don't do? I like don't really know.
I feel like all our traditions were like general traditions that most people do, I guess, around that. Like we would go to the mall and see Santa and eat a whole hands.
Houlihan's, Cherry Hill's finest crock of French onion soup.
Yes, like that, but that was a deal because like we didn't do stuff like that too often.
Right.
It was, just the more the things that everybody does,
Yeah.
but you still miss it in that small stuff too.
Yeah.
Mom always used to say to me that I like overdid it. Like
You as a
once I
mother.
have kid had kids, she was like, "Oh, you're a good mom. I would have never done that."
But like you were getting it from somewhere. So like she probably
Right.
forgets that like forgot that like she did it
And
or
it
made you
always
feel like it
felt,
was
yeah.
that
It always felt
magical.
super special. Like,
Yeah.
just there is not like, some people are like, oh, we always go to this farm and cut down our Christmas tree. Like, we didn't do
Right.
that kind of stuff. But it was always very special. She like took such care in, decorating the house and making sure it was all.
Right. Yeah, she didn't have to do the elf.
No.
That is definitely what puts it over the edge for you guys.
No, and she was always like, "You're a nice mom,"
Elf.
that would have been a no.
The elf, we didn't get one. Santa didn't send us one. I don't know
No,
why. He must have gotten our address wrong.
he yes, he didn't exist back then because 90s parents were like, "Absolutely not."
You know what though? I bet you if that would have been a thing, she would have been suckered into it.
Probably at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing with Christmas is the music.
Yeah.
Just like, did we have to listen to so much Christmas music? It's all ruined.
Yeah, we definitely listen to a lot of Christmas music for sure.
Yeah. And like specific, like on this day, we start with this, and on we do this during dinner, and in the car we listen to these four albums. These are the driving albums, these are the eating albums, and these are the morning coffee albums.
Yeah. And I feel like that was in general. Like, I remember listening to a lot of Christmas music at Grandma Dorothy's house. So, like, it's wrapped up in all of those, not just specifically at our house,
Yeah.
all around. And
I
I feel
wonder
like
if,
that's for a lot of people, probably.
yeah, I wonder if there's any sort of therapy that does like music triggering trauma therapy. There's got to be. I feel like music, it's like that series on Netflix. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but it's cute and you should if you haven't. It's called Soundtrack.
Okay.
And the whole premise is that, like, there is a constant soundtrack happening in the back of your life. You just don't realize it.
It's very true.
Yeah. Because I'm
There are
just like,
definitely songs that come on, and I'm like, nope.
yeah, it's like, well, it's like the memory to music
Yeah.
wire. I'm like,
Yep.
there's got to be a way to trigger trauma by playing certain songs. And then you hit them with the EDMR while it's happening.
Cut the wire.
You know, I am now a psychiatrist, and I have come up with a new, probably been around for years, couples therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like for me it's the music, which is very, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's not a unique thing just to us, I feel.
I feel like if you asked my kids,
Yeah.
they would probably say that Christmas is harder for them
Well,
because she like lived at our house during Christmas time.
yeah, she would take that week off.
Yeah, and she would be here for Christmas Eve through as long as she could possibly stay. Christmas morning, she was always here. So I feel like they would probably say that
Yeah, I
that's a
mean, there
bigger
was a year I
hole.
feel like if maybe she came back and went back up, but like you guys did that big New Year's Eve with Lori and Finney and Liv and Tori with the balloon
Yep.
drop and whatever, and she was there for that.
Yeah. She was, yeah. So I, you know, maybe I try to overdo it to be like, don't be sad, look over
Right. Like, well, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, that's just what we do. We just like overcompensate
Yeah.
for sadness.
Ugh.
Oh boy. Do you have any tips for a possible new griever who might be facing their first holiday season? Or for the longtime griever like us with dad for 20 years,
Yeah.
who might be feeling like, I don't know, I don't necessarily like feel like that anymore. Is that bad? Is that weird? I don't know. Do you have any quotes, advice?
Just do it however it feels best. I mean, if you don't want to celebrate, don't celebrate. If you don't, you know, it might take a couple years till you feel like maybe you get some control over it again, where you can make it, like you said, like it's just a day. If you have to skip it, skip it. And you have to like almost have boundaries and be like, this is what I need for me. And because the holidays obviously are wrapped up in a lot of other people and other families and other things. And here's an example. It's, you know, and sorry if this upsets any of our family that might watch. But we have a family tradition of on our mom's side of the family of Pollyanna. It's this party that we always have around Christmas, and it was always, I mean, I remember it back when I was 5 years old. We've had it forever. And it's too painful for me right now. And it's like, oh, we want to see you. We want to see the kids. And you know, like it's just too painful. It's that whole feels like being around all of those people with their, you know, my aunts with their grandkids and their husbands and their kids and looking around the room and being like, wow, I'm alone. Like they're gone. It hurts too much. So I set a boundary for myself and I say, I'm not going. And maybe one day it will feel okay to go again. But for me right now, I can't. And that's okay. You know, you have to protect your own m mental peace.
Right.
And I just know that that's too painful for me, and it will spiral me, and I will feel like that for weeks. And I can't do that to myself. So I don't go, and maybe I'll never go again, and maybe one day I will be able to go again, but you need to do what's best for you and don't let other people pressure you into, well, this is what we always do, or like, we need to see you. Like, I'm sorry, see me another time.
Right.
If
It's
you're
the
so concerned with seeing me,
Yeah.
let's get together a different time.
It's the group. It's the like
Yes.
huge group.
Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, it is what it is. It's just like that, you're so spot on. Like, that is a huge tradition that we had as a huge ass Irish Catholic Northeast Philly family, where it's like there's 70 of us. I mean, now there's like more. I don't think that many people show up anymore, but it's the all of the siblings. There's one missing. I'm sure it sucks for them too, but they're still with their other siblings. I don't know. It's just like I'm sure that no one's going there not feeling whole. But it's true. It's like, you almost feel like there's even like mannerisms and whatever when they all get together. It's just like very overwhelming to us that she is not there. And again, I think everybody feels that. I don't think anybody sits there and is like, la la la, moving on. But it's true. It's almost like you have to isolate all this, the different groupings of the family, because the big group of it all is still just very like, ugh. So for any family members listening, if you want to hang out with us, we're happy to hang out, but one or two at a time.
Well, and you know what? I'm sure we're triggering. You and
Absolutely.
I think you and I sitting there without mom and dad is probably triggering to people who don't have it in their face every single day like we do. They probably would look at us and be like, "Oh crap, like that really sucks." Or, "Oh shit, I forgot they're not here." Like, we never forget because it's every single day is a reminder. But I'm sure that that's triggering for other people too.
Yeah, I mean, if the shoe was reversed and all of your kids came walking into a party without you, I would be very upset.
Right, you'd be like, this is not right. And you hate
Yeah.
to be like, it's not fair. Like, I try not to do that. Like, there are people in this world with worse stories and have had worse things happen to them and are going through things that I could never imagine. But in situations like that, where I have to go sit with all those, people and feel like that, you just look around and you're like, well, she's here with her husband, her kids, her grandkids. She's getting to enjoy it all. They're getting to be together. And it's hard to not sit there and be like, this is not fair. This is not fair that people get all of this. And, both of their lives were cut so short. So for me, and to protect my mental well-being in that moment and for weeks after, I have to say no. And I hope that's not always the way, but for right now it is.
Did you feel like that with like Timmy's party? When like a bulk of our family did come, or the aunts and uncles did come, or was
I
it
mean,
different because it was like on your turf and we already knew mom was like it was like on your thing? I don't know.
well, it probably is like it's for my kid. Like, I want my son to be able to have the people that love him around for a special occasion. So, whether it sucked for me or not is, it goes to the back because it was for him. When it's for someone specifically, when it's like a wedding, or I try to be there the best I can, a wedding, a baby shower, a bridal shower, a special birthday, because it's like, well, this is about that specific person. I try to put it aside and be like, all right, we're gonna power through. But something of just being like, we're just getting together to have our big Christmas party. Like, it's not for one specific person. So I have the choice a little bit more, I feel like, to protect my peace.
Do you think if it happened at a different time of year, it would be more manageable?
Maybe.
Or yeah, it's like also just around the holidays, it's already a hard time.
Yeah, and it's a continuation of a tradition that we've had since we were babies. So, like, maybe if it was a summer barbecue, it would be like, well, this is not that. This is not something that they were at for 30 years and are now gone from. Like, this is new and this is different. And you know what? You can't ever say. Like, I can't tell you how my brain is going to show up from today until tomorrow.
Fair.
Like, so I don't know 100%, but with the way I feel right now, I guess it would just feel different.
No, that's so fair. It's like the other day I was like, maybe I'll go. And then now I'm like, well, yeah, I can't do that. I can't show up by myself.
Well, if you can, then that's great. But like I can't.
I'm waiting to find out what's happening for Mason's birthday. And
Yeah.
then we'll figure it out. I'm one lonely, I don't need to eat person. If I, you know, we're not doing anything that weekend, then maybe I will disassociate and try to step forward into that. But mostly because I just haven't been in so many years, but showing up all by myself also might feel like asshole. So, you know, and again, it's not about anybody else or not wanting to see people. It's like it's literally all about me and how I feel. And one day, I mean, I'm sure we all felt it with the first one after grandma. I don't think I was there. I think I was doing a show or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
But
no, that it was definitely that
yeah.
was hard too, for
Yeah.
sure.
So I'm like, that's also just like life. Like people are just gonna start to not be at that thing over time. And people will unfortunately put all of that together on how that shit feels. We might just be the semi pioneers, but not really. I mean, like, again, like, mama and papa were the ones who started it. So, like,
Right.
they've
So
all
they've
felt
all
it,
felt
but
that before.
everybody was doing it for their kids. Right? So it's like, you know, but we have to do it because the kids love it. We want to get the kids together. So we'll all suck it up together. And
And they were,
the
and everyone was kind of
siblingness.
in it together.
That's like me and you not doing Christmas for a different reason. Like, it's the siblings do it for their kids. But we're like down here with nobody up here. So it feels even more removed if you look at the tree. I don't know. And again, for any family members who might be tuning in, it's all about us. This has nothing to do with anybody but us. Us and our brains and our mental health. Yeah, Pollyanna, I think, is actually our biggest Christmas tradition that I've kind of
Probably.
just blocked out. Mama had been talking when it was her year. She was very highly considering doing Christmas in July to see if more
Well, it's
people would
easier for people to get together at that point.
go. So maybe one year when we're finally feeling like, all right, we could do this and create something new, we'll just put a 180 on everybody and be like, it's not during Christmas.
It's in July.
Christmas in July. Find us at this block on the beach. Wear your Christmas suits. And we'll have a beach party or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's actually very interesting. I forgot about that. So the overall advice was set boundaries.
Yeah, do what you have to do for yourself. Don't let other people say, but this is our tradition. Well, sometimes traditions have to break. And
Yeah.
maybe they take a break for a year, or maybe they take a break forever, but you have to do what feels good for you and your family. Like, 'cause I know if I spiral, I can't be there for my kids. And for me, at this moment, making their memories for the holidays is that's more important to me.
Right. If you spiral, the household spirals.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that that goes, you know, okay, so that's for the griever. The support system, like, and this has come up in every episode I've recorded so far, is just like to be truly supportive is like you need to let your feelings be on the back burner about it and just be like, okay. And like that might suck for you that you're like, oh, I'm gonna miss that they're not here. But like, it's if you're trying to actually be a supportive person to a griever, especially a fresh new griever. Like, you just have to say, like, okay, like, and be like, all right, let's get together then sometime in like February when it's not like thick of the holiday season where it's just like smacks you in the face everywhere. That's the thing about the holidays. It's not just like, a random day. Like, it's a whole 2 months,
Yeah.
of crap where you're just like slaps you in the face of like just things being not the same or whatever. So, like, if you're trying to be the supportive grief system, it's also like just listen and support. Don't lay on any sort of guilt because you feel a certain kind of way. Put the shoe on the other effing foot. And be like, all right, we're really gonna miss you, but we will find you post holidays. Like, there's, someone in one of their episodes, like, literally says, like, people are like, live like there's no tomorrow. She's like, there might not be today. Like, you can leave and not come back. And, like, this is very true. But it's also okay to be realistic and just be like, this is not going to happen today, but we can do this in a month. Because you also don't want to not show up for certain things. And here it's been 5 years since you've seen people since. And then you're like, something bad happens. And then you're like, shit, I didn't see them for 5 years. So it's like, I don't know, recalibrating the calendar maybe is like a way that you can still see people and feel less griefy about it in the certain 2 month calendar that Hallmark has just ruined us with. That's also always something for me. I'm like, no, I like don't want to do that, but I'm also like, well, if I don't go, what if something happens and then I'm not there?
That's why I said, if it's for a specific person, I really try to show up.
Yeah.
But, sometimes you have to do what you have to do for yourself.
Yes.
And there's no predicting any of it. We know that better than most. It's, you could think it's a young person, an old person, you just never know.
Yeah. I think this is the sudden traumatic loss of it all, really just like, I mean, even I always say, like, dad allegedly was sick for forever. To me, it was out of nowhere. Right? So, like, I truly, like, I have a hard time not showing up for things and for people because I just feel like anybody can be gone at any minute. But it's also like, I know what it feels like to show up and feel like shit just because I almost like, I'm like putting myself second, trying to, live life like, no, somebody could be gone tomorrow, but it's also just like it feels shitty, so it just feels shitty all the time.
Yep, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You have to take care of your head and your heart.
Yeah. Sometimes I mean, most of the time I'm good at it. I think when it comes to the family aspect, it's very hard for me. But, day by day, event by event, I guess.
Yes.
And,
And like you said, the calendar dictates a lot of it. So
yeah.
we can move things around.
Yeah, like I didn't find Easter to be like too horrible this year.
Yeah.
The
And
first
that's
year was
time too. Like
right.
it might not feel this way forever.
Yeah.
So for a short amount of time, you have to take care of yourself and take care of yourself.
Yeah, I equated grief in one of the episodes, which is like very funny because I'm like, I don't know the order we're going in, but to like a volume knob. And sometimes you can like turn the knob and it's like so loud, and other times you like turn it down, and then sometimes it's like right in the middle. And I just feel like this time of year really just puts it on like full blast. 1990s streets with like the car that's like bouncing up and down through the neighborhood. Like that is grief at all times. And then yeah, like Easter this year, I would say I like turned it down. It was like, 25%. But yeah, this time of year is just like, oof.
And I actually find the holidays easier than birthdays.
Oh, well, birthdays, forget it.
Birthdays, it's if you haven't lost your parents, maybe it's different, but if once you lose your parents, come talk to me because your birthday feels like the earth is going to cave in.
Yeah, why does it feel like that? Because it feels like that to me, and I always equate it with like having a dead dad on Father's Day weekend, so mom would like always make it like we would go do something instead of doing Father's Day, plus it was my birthday. So I always just like equate that with like me and her doing something. But like, why do birthdays feel like that?
For me, I feel like that because I'm the only one left from that day. Like, there were two other people that were very heavily involved in that day. I mean, they're your parents. They brought you into this world. It's the reason that you have a birthday. And the only people in this world that remember that day. And they're not here anymore. So, to me, it just feels like just a huge gaping hole.
Yeah, birthdays are shit. I look forward to the day my birthday doesn't feel like shit.
And because it's only you. So it's like in the holidays you can kind of like just be distracted, I feel like a little more in the hubbub of it all. And your birthday is very singular to you and unique to you and things that your parents would do for you and the traditions even in that. So
Like a Pepperidge Farm frozen cake.
yeah, or even just missing that phone call of
Tis true. Tis true. Who invented this life? Who did this
well,
to
the
myself?
holidays, yeah, but birthdays, God.
Ugh. Just like, ugh. Life is so annoying. Ugh. All right. Well, I mean, that was really, this was the point of the episode to kind of just chat about how, every day is different. I feel like I've gotten through talking about the holidays with three other people, no problem. And now we're talking about our holidays, and I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, this time of year really sucks. I'm gonna have to do my ornament roulette soon where I can only handle putting two of our family ornaments on the tree. Because if I sit there and go through the bin, toodaloo, for a
Maybe it's
week.
time for some new ornaments.
I mean, I have a lot of my own. I have no emotional connection to mom and dad. But I also have all of our family ornaments downstairs. I'm like, what are they gonna sit in a box? That's mean. So I've been doing ornament roulette where every year I just take out two different ones. Because that's all. And I don't look. I just. And then I see which ones they are. And sometimes they're yours. And happy birthday, new Christmas to you. I mean, maybe I should give you your ornaments, but you need more trees now for that big house. Because your birthday ornaments will not fit on that tree with the amount of ornaments you have.
Well, and that was something that we weren't prepared to do 3 years ago.
No, and like, are we prepared to do it now? Probably still not. And it can sit
Probably
down
not,
there.
but I can think about it a little bit better than I could then. Because then it was like, I cannot, can't even think about it, can't even contemplate it. Now I could contemplate it. So maybe in like 2 more years, we'll sit down and divvy them up.
When I move from this place to wherever I move next, I'll be like, I'm not paying the movers to move these ornaments that have sat down here for 5 years.
It'll be time to let some more things go.
But also, I absolutely will. So, whatever you want. If we're not ready, we're not ready. It's two bins, it's three bins of ornaments. But it's funny. Like, I look at the stuff down there and I'm like, I have three boxes of china right now because we just like couldn't decide who's to keep, who's to get rid of. So I said, just give them all.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do another go through.
But yeah, ornaments, trees, decorating. It is funny to me, like the first year after mom, people are like, you're not gonna decorate? And I was like, no, I'm not. Sorry, that's sad for you.
Well, and especially because they're both gone, so like if one of them was still alive, they would be decorating their own house with their things. But then to like, so now we have it all. So I'm decorating with my kids, and I open a box and I pull out something that was from our childhood home at Christmas, and it
Right.
triggers a whole different, like, a lot of people don't have that stuff yet that are our age. Their
Right.
parents are still either both of their or one of their parents is still using it, so they haven't had that unique experience of
Right.
heart heartbreak when you open that stuff every year.
Right.
But yeah, this the ornaments and the decorations, everything sparks a memory, so that's
Yeah.
hard. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I just thought of something and now I forgot, so that's not useful. Yeah, I don't know. Well, what was I gonna say? I forget. Again, it's just a weird time of year. But all right, well, I feel like hopefully, anybody going through. Actually, what's funny is three people plus myself on this season are parentless people. All 41 and under. So there has been, a lot of unique discussion about just like the stuff you're left with when your parents go or not left with, or the things that like you used to enjoy and now you just simply can't. Or you try to as best as you can, but it just like never feels the same. So that will be interesting for people to take in, I think. And a reminder to anybody listening who still has one or both left, who maybe is not grieving a big immediate loss, to like soak up the holidays while they feel nice and warm and fuzzy, because for so many, they feel shitty. To which I follow up with, why must Christmas movie creators and TV show creators always include a grief plot line in their Christmas specials and videos and movies.
Because everybody in real life probably has one. So, writing on experience or writing,
Yeah.
I would say there's definitely people, more people who have that shitty hole than not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shitty hole.
Yeah, that probably wasn't the best choice of words.
Well, it is what it is. It sounds like what it is, and it is what it is, and it
Hole
feels
in
like
your
that too.
heart.
No, it feels like a shitty hole, and that's what it is.
A hole in your heart. That was a really poor choice of words.
I think it properly describes exactly the feeling. A hole in your heart is a very nice way to put it, but it does feel like a shitty hole.
Yes. God.
Well, thanks for spending an hour of your time with me this morning, chatting about our trauma and our sadness as we drink out of
I have a blue one this time.
our little mom's coffee cups. Do I think I just have a green. Oh, I have the red as the other one. Out of her little Target mugs. Good mugs, you guys. Proper ratio of coffee, not
Yes.
too small. Yeah, thanks for joining me and chatting. Feel like you're a little less nervous this time around.
Maybe.
Yeah, feel like you're maybe a podcast girly now.
God, maybe.
Well, as we continue to grow the grieving girl, don't be surprised when I make you co-host with me.
Lord, nobody wants that.
We could have a third caller on the line. Why wouldn't people want that? I think you're very insightful and you have a unique experience of having to be the head of the whole household while still feeling like the child.
Yeah.
Moms are people too.
They are. So be
Yes.
nice to your mom because it's her first time living life too.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry, Nance. I would have removed an eye roll or two in my teens had I thought about that. Had I been more insightful as a teenager, I would have maybe not been so mean. Whatever, we were just two girlies living in a house without father figures trying to figure it out.
We're all just doing our best.
We're all just doing our best. But, all right, well, you guys, that's the episode. Stay tuned for more. Grieving girl, tis the season to be griefy and set boundaries.
Yes.
Yes. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Bye, everybody.